May is ALS Awareness Month. If you aren't sure what ALS is, it's a disease that attacks cells in the body that control movement. It's a neurodegenerative disease, meaning cells of the nervous system die over time. This makes the brain stop talking to the muscles, causing increased paralysis over time. It's an absolutely devastating disease with no cure. My brother Ryan passed away from ALS a year ago next month, and I'm determined to help bring more awareness to this awful disease so that we can find better treatments and a cure. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to a podcast that is hosted by James Smith, who has ALS, or as he calls it in the UK, MND. His show is called Beyond MND. Hi, I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who uses podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood and to entertain my kids when I need a break. And I want you to be able to use podcasts in these ways too. But it can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you or your kids will enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. Each week, I talk about different podcasts with topics ranging from parenting to pop culture and everything in between. My episodes are short and they answer your questions about the show, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or your kids or not. Now, let's talk podcasts. James describes his show like this. Welcome to Beyond MND, where we celebrate the unwavering spirit of individuals who have triumphed over motor neuron disease, or MND. Join us as we dive into their incredible journeys of resilience, adaptation, and rediscovering joy in life. Before we learn more about the vibe of Beyond MND, we're going to take a quick break to talk about donating to a community that is near and dear to my heart. I am ALS. One of my goals in life is to be able to donate $1,000 a month to ALS research to help finally find better treatments and a cure for ALS. While I'm not able to do that quite yet, I know that the money that I do donate to IMALS is doing so much good for the ALS community. If you want to help the ALS community, a simple but amazing way for you to do that is to donate to IMALS. IMALS is a patient-led community that provides critical support and resources to those living with ALS, caregivers, and loved ones. They raise awareness and advocate for the ALS community's needs. They've also been able to increase federal funding for ALS research and helped revolutionize the development of treatments and cures for ALS. IMALS has been able to do all of this because of the donations they receive each year. So, if you're looking for a way to make a difference in the ALS community, donating to IMALS is a great way to do it. We'll put a link to the IMALS donation page in the show notes. Now we get to hear from James as he talks about his diagnosis and why he decided to start a podcast about this stupid disease. James, thank you so much for being here today. I cannot wait to hear more about your podcast. But before we dive in, I want to help my listeners get to know you a little bit. And I would love to hear the last podcast episode you listened to for you.
No worries. Yeah, thank you for having me. So the last podcast I listened to was actually a Stephen Bartlett. I don't know whether you've heard of him over where you are.
I haven't. I'm going to have to add him to the list.
He does a podcast called Diary of a CEO. And he last interviewed someone all about sort of gut health and the microbiome. And it was really, really interesting. It was about an hour long. And I did it in conjunction with doing a 15,000 step a day challenge. And I used that to listen to while I did the challenge. So it was really interesting. I quite got into all the guests that he has because it's quite a variety, and learned a lot about microbiome and gut health. So it was a win-win.
That's awesome. I'm gonna have to add that to my list because I am always trying to learn more about, like, trying to help me be healthier in ways that I haven't heard of before, you know. So I'm definitely adding that to the list. Thank you so much.
That's all right. I should have said my own. I should have said I listen to my own podcast.
Yeah. I know. Well, truly, I feel like maybe that needs to be a caveat, not your own podcast, because I feel like I'm constantly listening to my own show to edit or whatever, you know, whatever exactly thing I'm doing. But so, yeah, I think you answered perfectly. So as we're diving in, can you tell me a little bit about why you started your podcast?
No problem. So I don't know whether you know sort of my story and my current situation, but unfortunately, And about 4.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with a condition called motor neuron disease, also known as ALS. And I found myself in a position where I no longer could work because of the condition. So I wanted to try and raise awareness in a sort of a really professional way to get the word out and spread the awareness of the condition, because it was amazing how many people still didn't know what motor neuron disease or ALS actually was. So I decided, as well as sharing my journey on social media platforms like the normal Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, which I dislike a little bit, and and most recently YouTube, which I'll get to in a minute, I wanted to take it to sort of a more of a personal level, because I realized that if I wanted to share not only my journey, I wanted to share other people's journeys living and dealing with the condition, they may not necessarily want to be on camera. So I thought a podcast is actually a good avenue to go down, and I set it up and start interviewing people that are going through the same condition as me, as well as sharing my journey. So that's really the reason why I set my podcast up.
That's amazing. Yeah. And it's such, I really, really, really do not like this disease. And so it's hard for me when people don't know what it is, which is why I wanted to do this month to just talk about it, to help people understand what it is and help us hopefully get more people to know what it is, so that we can find some better medication and better research, so that we can have some better solutions, because right now we don't have very many and we need some more. Yep. So yes, thank you so much for getting this information out there, so that more people can know about it and can understand that it's not just a disease, it's people. It's like families that are dealing with this atrocious disease. So thank you so much for taking the time to help other people learn about it. So I guess I kind of assumed that you want to teach other people about ALS and MND. But what would you say you want people to get out of listening to your show?
It probably links to just building the awareness of trying to find or hurrying along the process of getting a treatment, because still to this day, it's maybe slightly different over this in the States, but here in the UK, we've got one treatment that has been the only treatment for, I think it's about 25, maybe 28 years. Nothing's advanced. What, no other treatment for ALS. And that treatment alone, only on paper, is meant to give you anywhere between 3 to, in some cases, 6 and maybe 12 months of extra life to live with the condition. So it's sort of like, what else is there? So I want to bring people to the lack of treatment, really. And I can only do that by sharing my journey and other people's journeys, not only with motor neuron disease, but the people that are dealing with it as well. So the wives, the husbands, the carers, and the things that they have to go through. But yeah, that's basically why I wanted to create the podcast and get the word out, really.
Definitely. Yeah. It's hard for me sometimes when there are so many, this sounds like kind of cold hearted when I say this, but like, it's hard for me when there's a lot of like fundraisers and like awareness around different cancers and different things like that. But like ALS just doesn't have that. And I really want more people to understand that if this disease, like if we could even just find something that could give us more than 3 months, right? Mm-hmm. Like it just feels, I'm just ready for better solutions. So that, right. Yeah. So again, thank you so much for making your show. I'm sure it's a big labor of love for you. So I'm so grateful.
I suppose the other reason for doing it is I've gone from being the breadwinner of the family. I've worked full time. I used to do a job that I absolutely loved, that I retrained to do after being in countless sales jobs that I absolutely hated. And I retrained to become a professional qualified barber. And obviously with limb onset ALS, I can't hold a pair of scissors because it's starting to get a bit dangerous. So I've then gone from doing that to being a stay-at-home dad, where I can slowly start to see I can't do certain things. And I just found the podcast, and sharing my journey in general was almost giving me some sort of purpose to carry on and have something to focus on each day. And I know nothing more than I do about myself with living with this condition. So it only seemed right to share my journey with it, to hopefully inspire others.
Definitely. Truly. That's one of the reasons I started my podcast, was to have a creative outlet. So I completely resonate with that.
And you can escape from the kids as well a little bit. So
get a minute to yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't have to do with being a caretaker.
No.
Yeah. Totally get that. So we've talked about why you've created your show and what you want people to get out of it. Can you tell me kind of the vibe of the show? Like, what's the feeling like that people get when they listen?
I have had feedback from it, and it comes across really, really informative, and it's just a raw conversation with, and I'll give you an example. Let's say I did an interview with two ladies that were looking after their husbands that were a lot further down the line with their condition. And I'm talking wheelchair bound, bedridden, they're their full-time caregiver. And one of them, unfortunately, the husband did pass away only about 2 weeks ago. And it was just a really nice conversation. And what I mean by nice is it was they felt like they could sort of potentially offload their frustrations with what they're feeling in terms of being the caregiver of someone with this terminal illness. So when I put that out as an episode, the feedback I got from it was unbelievable. And it was shedding a light on not only the condition, but what the person that isn't, you know, living with with ALS, it's the people that are actually looking after that person. And it spun a whole new sort of vibe and look across the podcast. And it was really nice, because up until that point I was sort of finding my feet with it and sharing my journey, explaining, you know, from my first symptom to my diagnosis and what I've had to do around the house to adapt it ready for if and when I come and, you know, go into a wheelchair. I've touched on vitamins and supplements, and when I spoke to the two ladies that were looking after their husbands, it was quite refreshing, and it gave a whole new aspect of the podcast rather than it was all about me. Moving forward, I'm definitely going to be concentrating the podcast on interviewing rather than just speaking about my journey, because I do that on other platforms and there's only so much you can talk for half an hour, 40 minutes on a podcast about how my hands now don't work. But if I've got someone else that I can talk to about it and share their story, it just gives a different scenario, because people with the condition, for some reason, you know, I've said this a couple of times, you can probably put 10 people in one room with ALS in different stages of life, and they all would probably have a different story to tell on how they started their symptoms, how quickly, how slowly it's progressed. And it just gives another dimension to the podcast, which I think is what I'm going to be sort of focusing on going forward.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and it's interesting with ALS that just starting with diagnosis is hard. So yeah, getting a bunch of different perspectives on just how they're living with the disease and how, and just their story would be really interesting. Yeah, I love that. Oh, okay. Sorry. Most of the time it's kind of hard to talk about ALS, but it's good. That's why we're doing this. Yeah. Okay. So I know you talked about that lovely episode with the two ladies. Is that your favorite episode, or do you have a different favorite episode?
Do you know what? If I was to rate it, if I was doing a YouTube video and I was to do a top five video on my podcast, I would say that would be number one. So spoiler alert, if I do a video on that, then yeah, I would say that is my favorite. They're all my favorite, but in terms of how it went and what I got out of it, because I find doing my podcast almost like free therapy. It's nice to connect with people that are going through the same thing. And so, yeah, so I'd say that one would be my favorite one. And the latest one that I did, which touched on, and I didn't copy Stephen Bartlett on this, but I spoke to a lady in Ireland, Republic of Ireland, and she was a nurse, and she now deals with I don't know what you call her, like a health professional, and she specializes in gut health. And she jumped on my podcast and I interviewed her, and she was one of the first people that, after my family, she was probably one of the first people to know my condition, because she's a family friend. And she gave me all this advice about, you know, certain foods to eliminate and what certain foods to take more of. And that's probably my next one. I think that was my favorite, because we got so much information, and it wasn't, and it was nice not to talk about the condition. It was nice not to say, oh yeah, my arms now don't work, or, you know, I can't brush my hair or clean my teeth very well. It was nice to actually get another insight and a different perspective on how to help the condition due to the lack of help and treatment for the condition around the world. So it was nice to see, and I've had a couple of people reach out and say, I've been in contact with her. She is as nice as she came across on the podcast. She gave me really good information, and they're now following like a health regime of like a new diet to try and help the gut health, because that's where it all boils down to. If you've got an unhealthy gut, it just it sort of moves around the body and doesn't help anywhere else. So yeah, that was probably my second best one. Okay. Do you want me to go through all of them?
Let's stick with those two, because we don't want to overwhelm the listeners. But no, I will make sure to link both of those episodes in the show notes so people can go directly there.
Yeah, perfect.
Because most of my listeners are moms, I'd like to ask, is this podcast okay for little ears, like to have on during carpool, or is this one for like headphones or when the kids are asleep?
Depends how old the children are. Now, the episodes that I've put out, I always put that it is unsuitable for children, only because let's say a parent's listening to the episode and their children don't know that their mum or dad has ALS. And they're listening to the scenario of someone's condition and they're going, hang on, my dad can't do that. Or my dad's speech is a bit slurred, or my mum's foot doesn't work very well and she's in a wheelchair, but they don't know anything. So that's the reason why I sort of stopped it from children listening. But in terms of explicit content, maybe apart from the second episode with the intimacy thing, I would say they're all okay for younger ears. There's no swearing. There's no talking about anything that's, you know, what's the word? Watershed. It's all okay.
Okay, perfect. I have found that most of my listeners, when I talk to them, they are good about reading up like an episode description before they turn it on, if they know they're going to be around their kids. So I feel like that sounds like that's a good fit for you. And obviously, we all know our own kids the best. So if this isn't going to be a good fit, like my oldest has a hard time listening to or talking about ALS still. And so, yeah, I definitely don't think I would listen to your show around him right now, just because we're still grieving, and he's in a different stage than I am. And oh, so,
bless him.
Yeah. Bless but you kind of, yeah, you just kind of know your kids. And
yeah.
I think that.
And I'm the same with you. I put the descriptions out there to give enough information to know what the episode's going to be about, so they can make that informed decision whether to listen to it or not.
Totally. Yeah. I love that. Thank you. Another thing to thank you for, because sometimes episode descriptions are not that clear. We just need to know what we're getting into. So
exactly,
thank you. Okay. Where can people find you? What are the best places to find you?
So best place to find me is, I do have a website, which is beyondmnd.co.uk. That has my episodes on there, as well as being on all the major podcasting, music streaming platforms, mainly Spotify. The other ones are Apple Music, I think it's Apple Podcasts or Apple Music, Amazon, and I think Google. The main one really is Spotify. So if you went onto Spotify, searched Beyond MND, and you'll find me there. Oh, and I'm also doing on YouTube. I don't know if I've mentioned that. I'm going to be doing videos on YouTube that are mainly about me, and it's going to be really sort of lighthearted, fly-on-the-wall type videos sharing my journey. And it could be, so the first two episodes are quite informative, but going forward, so I've sort of painted a picture for people. It could be simple things like, I needed to change a light bulb. And it will be like the story of like just a day in the life, fly on the wall type things. You know, I did a video the other day filming the back of my little girl's head while I was just playing a board game with her. And they're the types of videos, so real life type things rather than quite structured and scripted that potentially some podcasts can come across as. So that's why I've branched into YouTube. And on top of that, I'm going to combine the podcasts that I'll be doing in terms of interviewing people like we're doing today with yourself. And then I'll then use that video to put on to the YouTube platform too, so people can have a visual as well as an audio.
Perfect. I will make sure to link all that in the show notes so that people can find you in whatever way they want to.
Thank you.
And then is there anything that you want to add that we haven't touched on yet?
Follow me on every social media platform. I'm joking. No, that's fine. I'm not big-headed at all. I'm not vain. but in all fairness, I think if more people were to engage and follow, say, my journey, they would then see some information that might help them, that they know someone that's going through it. And it's a quick, easy, simple way to go, actually, look at this guy. He's in the UK. He's just got this toilet that sprays your bum and washes you and dries you. Have you thought about that? Because I know you're having trouble with it. It's simple things like that. So, my Instagram and TikTok is under Just James Smith. Again, I'm not vain. It's not all about me. But with a name James Smith, it's very hard to come by with the other usernames. Everything's on there. So,
fabulous.
But no, I don't think there's anything else to add.
Perfect. Yes, I do follow you, and I would recommend it. It's been fun to like kind of get to know you a little bit better that way, and yeah, see your journey and just get a little more personal look into what it's like to have ALS. And I think that's really a wonderful thing. So thank you so much for putting yourself out there.
No problem. That's fine. I want to utilize the slow progressive nature of my ALS, because a lot of people have it very quickly and unfortunately don't live that long to be able to do things like this. So I want to utilize my time as best as I can to share the journey that people can understand what it's like to live with.
Definitely. Well, thank you again. You're lovely, and this has been a fabulous conversation.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for having me on.
James is so inspiring, isn't he? All month long, I'm introducing you to some awesome people in the ALS community. So make sure to listen to last week's episode if you haven't already, and come back for the rest of the month's episodes to be inspired by more amazing people. Also, if you want to help the ALS community, you can click the link in the show notes to donate to IAMALS. Talk to you soon. A lot of people call it Lou Gehrig's disease here in the U.S.
Yep.
And they'll be like, oh, is that Lou Gehrig's disease? Yes, that's what it is.
That's why I said ALS, because I've spoken to a few people in America with the same condition. And in the UK, we class it as you've just been given the name MND, which is an abbreviation of motor neuron disease. But when you speak to someone in the States, they're like, MND, what's that? What's that? I was like, it's ALS. And they're like, oh, that. I was like, Stephen Hawkins, you know him? So that's the only way you can sort of link it. But yeah, it's the same disease.